analyzing the whole Paulus Svarim here, we are starting to once again analyze the figures of what is Lechem. What is Lechem? And I'm going to begin by once again referring to the beautiful footnote in Rabbeinu David, number 28, which I went over to yesterday, but I think it's important to go over it yet a second time to give a background. You may recall, there's a machlokas, we had three sheepers yesterday. As I break, we had a third sheep, which it goes almost undetected. People haven't seen anywhere, frankly, in print, what someone says the basic truth that we said it yesterday. But all that ink has been spilled, I haven't seen it in favor. Someone should say this, or we just said it. Namely, that there were three opinions, not two opinions. Three opinions, I'm not discussing Levisa. And the classical is shown in the fundamentals, before we get to the details, there are three opinions, and not two. What are the three opinions? Everyone knows the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam, because the Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Tam and he argues with him. He quotes him and he says he's wrong. So obviously there are two opinions. What are the two opinions? Let's review again. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, he came first. Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadish of Chiddush Gadol, and he did it in stages. It's important to remember that. The first Chiddush Gadol was that Tchilaso Isa V'Sofa Sufkinim, which is Chayv and Chala, means you need hard dough and cook it, irrespective of your plans at the moment that you needed it. It doesn't make a difference. You need hard dough and you cook it, whether you plan to cook it, plan to bake it, the time you need it is irrelevant. You need hard dough and you cook it, it's considered to be, it's chayv and chal. That's its first step. And parallel to that, the pshat in the Mishnah, tchilaso sof sofa isa, you have a soft batter and you bake it, it's also chayv and chal. That's where Rabbeinu Tam started off. I'm starting from the ground up. What about as far as Hamotzi? So we read in Tosfos and Brachos. Yes, I was reading some tiny print. Today I decided, why should I strain my eyes? I bring a Gemara Brachos. Beautiful Gemara. Read it from I'm reading it again. It's a new read. Last day I read it from the small print. Now I'm reading from the big print. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis and Masechta Brachos. This is if you've gotten the Bar Mekomos there yet. Please make sure to see that Tosfos. The first wide line. The davka chayav and bechala. The mitzvah chala be old and isak. The chsevah risal sechem. Behol shem mitchila isak chayav and bechala. Abu min hamotzi peturin. The achshavin sukkin in. That's what he used to say. He changed his mind based on what? A mafurish gemara. What mafurish gemara and brachas? Tosaf quotes him sakam as well. You make hamotzi a menachas. You make a motzi and menachas. Now menachas, there are many kinds of menachas, Rabbi Osai, but the minchas machves and marcheshes have in it shemen. If it has in it shemen, it's considered the equivalent of cooking, says Rabbi Natan. So you see klar, and they plan to cook it from the first and from the get-go. So you needed a hard dough, planning to cook it in oil, and you cook it in oil, and you make a motzi lachem and arts. That's his proof. What's the response of the other Rishon? We saw in the Rosh yesterday. Two responses. One is, it's referred to Minchas Ma'afei Tanur. What's Ma'afei Tanur? Just baked without oil. Number two, even if it's baked with oil, it's a small amount of oil. What's a small amount of oil? It was just, you know, we have a pre-Teflon pan, you know, a little spritz of oil, you know, to put it in on the bottom. It shouldn't burn, shouldn't stick. That's for sure a small amount. But, okay. The in discussing what a small amount of oil is, I mentioned it earlier yesterday, and I didn't make it up myself. I found it in the Sefer Machzis HaShekel. He's the one who recommends this, Rabbi Osai. I'll read it to you now, from the original, because I like to show you from original things. So you should be able to look up yourself. That's the real reason. I have the Mogan Avraham here now, not in Hilchos Pesach, but Mogan Avraham and Hilchos Brachos. As I told you already, it's on the Marah Mekomos. There are a few more Mogan Avrahams that you should really see. I added them to my let you know. Okay, for my original. I gave a bunch of Mogan Avrahams and Simon Kuf Samaches. And I wrote down a few more. Yeah, can I add Marah Mekomos now? Two things I want to add to you. Actually, three things. You take your Marah Mekomos sheet, add three things. Pesachim itself, the first series of Mekomos on Ed, Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Miyu. Forgot to put it on. When you get the brachas on it, it's a tosfos, mem beis amud aleph, the b'matzel lachmanios. When I have the Magen Avrahams, which you have a series of them, you have three of them, I want to add two more. It's on the last group of Maram HaKamas, to the end of the line. I want to add Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Vav. I'd like to add Lamed Dalet and Lamed Ches. Okay, so I've added a Tosis to Rebbeinu Peretz, and two more Magen Avrahams. This is the official addition to the list of Maram HaKamas. Okay, so in the very first Magen Avraham that I asked you to see, which is Kuf Samaches Sivkaton Lamed Aleph. I'm going to read it to you inside from the text Gufa. Okay, this is what it says. The Shulchan Aruch had said in Simon Kuf Samaches if you'd Gimel, and again, if you don't have it by today, by Sunday for sure, walk in with a Mishnah Brura, Chelik Beis. After that, at least, the Magen Avraham. They will cut it, they will print it, whatever way. But you have to have that to be critical. Okay, so it's fine. The ayin sif yudal v'hagah, the ma'at mashke lo mikri mashke. A little liquid is not liquid. Right? That's what we saw. Right? Do you remember that? Just open your door up, so my boss said, we got a review. These things don't come from nowhere. The Lord makes a statement, not coming from nowhere, coming from a source. The source, let's look on the rush over here. In Simon Tezayin, I believe it is. Tezayin. Okay. Right by the small little hay of the carbon Nisanel. Which is Inami. What? He says, it's first he says, Minachas Mafet Tanar. Inami. B'cholam Minachas Vishumna Ma'at. Bahavi kima offer. Now what that doesn't give you a number. Give me a ratio, give me a proportion. I already told you yesterday. Look it up in Ma'aseh Karbanos. From the Maksa Shekel says over here, I'll read you the words. Adayla Yadano Shia Shal Osama. Right? What is it? We can learn it from this case. Cause the rush over here. Umishir Hashemen Vasolas Yesh the Shark Tas. So I mean, looked up in Hilchos Ma'aser Kavanos in two places. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'aser Kavanos, Perik Beis Alocha Ches, and Perik Yud Beis Alocha Yud Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, in both places. He tells you the ratio is a luk shemen for every Isaro. What is an Isaro? What is an Isaro? Tamar Zosh Chodesh. Tenth of an Eifah, correct. Tomorrow you'll be more wise than today when you hear the Kriyas Hatar, first Chodesh. He keeps on Yisaron, you'll hear it. It's a tenth of an Eifer. What's an Eifer, Rabbi Osai? You know, I mean, do you know the official ratios? Asklav Gudo. No, is that one?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, they told me to memorize Asklav Gudo. No? Can I have your marker? What's a marker? You have a marker, Michael? You don't have it today?
Yes, sir.
That one, that's the same dead one. Okay. Nah, okay, you use your head. Asklav Gudo, memorize it. It's not so hard to memorize. It's only a matter of, well, nine letters. I guess at random. But you just write that in English first. Asklav Gudo, not in Hebrew. Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed Beis. Those are the measurements of volume. Eifa, Sa, Kav, Lug, Beitza. Got it? It's not going to be head once and for all, because it'll be very helpful. Rest of your life, we're going to make your life easier for you. Eifa, sa, kav, lug, beitza. What's the ratio? Gudo. 3, 6, 4, 6. Okay. That's it. Making a mistake. Asklav gudo. Very nice. So, if you want to know how many lug into an eifa, it's a very simple cheshbon. 3, right, times 6. Times 4. What's 3 times 6 times 4, gentlemen? 72. By higher math, 72. Okay? But now we're talking about an Asir Sefer, Yisara, which is obviously, this you don't even need 7.2. That's the ratio. 1 and 7.2. So you have 1 lug of oil to 7.2 lug of flour. That's considered to be Ma'at Shem. There you go.
But I think everyone was saying that's the shear that's required, so less than that would be Mahashem. The Rambam was saying that that's...
I'm saying, so that is considered, you have to have at least that amount, and that's still considered, according to the Rosh and the Rash, to be considered what? At least the Rosh, that's considered to be a fear, in effect. Or not considered Bishul. We'll see that there may be a difference in that nuance. Not considered Bishul. Bishul taka would destroy it if you have in mind to be Bishul. When you had in mind to put it in the mixture of one part oil to 7.2 parts flour, that's not called Bishul. You know, I'm not a... what is that? You're the baker here. That's... or the fryer, however you want to call it. That's a lot of oil. No? So, I stay out of the kitchen. But it's a lot of oil. And it's still considered not to be considered in the category of cooking. That's the shear which he suggests based upon the Rosh. The Rosh, Rabbi Osai, in Masech Techala. Has anyone seen that Rosh? No one has seen it yet. The Rosh in Masech Techala, he happens to favor the first answer. It's Rishon Ika. The first answer is better. The answer is that we're talking about a mincha ma'afetan. What's wrong with the second answer? The second answer sounds good to me. The Rosh liked it. Why the Rosh have misgivings about it? I'll read it to you. This is the Rosh again. Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rosh of the son of the Mishnayis, the Masech Techala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. He has misgivings about the second answer. What are his misgivings? Harisha Nira. Why? The Lirish Lakish, the Potar Kol Shaur Malach Tachta. We saw an Agamar Machokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Al Karcha Lo Ayri Bechalam Anachas. So in other words, just to make a statement, you know, some of the Rishonim say Kaposik Vitali. It's all the Manachas. The Rash says that can't be. At least according to Rish Lakish, it can't possibly be talking about Kol Anachas. It must be limited to Ma'afir Tana. Even though we pass and call the Rav Yishon like Rav Yochanan, that's the top, we sort of told us Lama Zayin of Beit, we should still be left with that possible answer, Minuchas Ma'afir Tana. That's why he prefers the first answer. Okay, fine. So the first answer, you reject the second answer, then even such a relatively small amount of oil, one part oil and 7.2 parts of flour, might still be considered bishul. There's no right for carrot from if you reject the inami except the first answer. Okay, well, so we don't know for sure. The Rash likes it. So where am I? That's the Rash likes that terrace. You found it in the Rash?
Yeah.
Good. Make sure I'm not making it up. Okay. I'm reading it from the Rash direct. You ever with me so far? Yes? Good. So let's go back. So Rabbi Natan says, that's Chazer, that if you do what? If you have a hard dough which you plan to cook, he says, you make a motzi. What's his raya, Rabbi Osai? The brukas, hamotzi, and the menachas. How do you deflect the raya one of two ways? It's limited to ma'afetana, which the shlokish has to accept anyway, or you say it's a relatively small amount of oil, 1 in 7.2, which is not considered to be cooking. Fine. Rabbi Natan brought a raya at the end to the hamotzi. Initially, Rabbi Natan was more tentative and only thought you have chayim and chala without hamotzi. Everyone mean so far? You got it? Rabbi Natan. If you have soft, pourable batter and you bake it, Rabbi Natan says that tchilas of sufkin and so forth. So sufkin of sofa isa chayim nchal. And what do we mean so far? Rabbi Ad Kan Rabbi Natan. Ramban says the whole thing is wrong. Ramban says we saw quoted in the Ran. We read it already twice. I'm not going to read it a third time now. The Ramban says no. The whole Mishnah talking about isa ayin yud samachel implies a dough. No discussion here about a soft batter. Rabbi Nadavid takes the bull by the horns and doesn't leave it to your imagination. And spells out the most important line. He says, "She'ilu hoya maser rak." And the top line of page Reish Ches, "Lek aman de mechayev a ma'ase ilfus va'afilu betano nami p'tur menachala." Shine, shine. That's what it says. Finish. If it's soft, you're never going to be chayev menachala. Never, never. That seems to indicate you're never chayev menachala because it can't. I'm not saying another word. You never chayim mechala. Before I start ad-libbing. That's what he says. Not chayiv mechal. Right? Clearly against Rabbi Natama says you are chayiv mechal. What about the other half? If you decide to do what? If you decide to make a hard dough and you plan from the very beginning to cook it, Rabbi Natama says chayiv mechal. Ramban says you're potter mechal. And he reads it to you. Af al pi shegilgul mechayiv. You plan to cook it, and in the sky of a car, like Isis HaKlovin. You plan, we saw in Iran. You plan to give it to the dogs, you're not chai. You know, the physical needing of the dough is exactly the same. You with me so far? Ad Khan, the words of the Ramban, as quoted, as in the Ramban, in the Farish and the Chuskala. I have it right in front of me. Well, I guess I left it downstairs. It's not on my desk. The Rabban of the Chuskala, and quoted by the Rabbi Nadav, and quoted by the Ran of Tzach. So far, so good, Rabbi Osir, right? So far, so good. So far, so good. The third view, which is not explicitly found, as I said to you yesterday, is the view of the Rash. Because the Rash, and here I'm going to, now I have an insight, I'm going to read it to you. The Rash begins in his commentary on the Mishnah, you'd think he's a Rabbi Nadav clone. Which it should be, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, or Rabbeinu Tam, Talmud of Talmud, look in the history books, okay? He goes, explains what's going on. What does it mean? He says, at least initially, that's not true. The very first line in the Rash, it already tips his hand. He loves the Isa, himself, he writes as follows, Pa'amim sha'adam lush Isa, catch this now, V'nimlach va'osa osa sukkah. Everybody gave away, he tipped his hand in the first line. Only case where it's nimlach, where you change your mind and make it into sukkah, then you're chayav mechal. But, as he says later on, if you would have in mind from the beginning to make it sukkah in, you'd be potam in achala. Now, let me read you a citation of the Rabbeinu Shimshon of the Rash. Okay? He says as follows. That's literally his first line. Right? And he goes on to a whole discussion back and forth. Umash manam, that's where he has to start off. The birchas hamotzi tluya v'chala, kol davash ablilaso kosha, afilu bishlo memashkin, hainu tchilaso isa, v'sofo sufkinin, umavarech olav hamotzi. V'chein, hear what's going on about side? It's Rabbi Natan in its full glory. In its full glory. Even make a motzi. Then he adds. V'chein, tchilas biloso raka. V'sofar de'or b'lo mashkin. What's it in? Chayv and chala. Presumably chayv and amotzi. Mamash Rabbi Natan. When are you potter? Achete biloso raka. V'sofo ayedei mashkin. Mamash Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam clone. That's how the Rash starts off. Fine. He proves it from Cholot. You saw Cholot, what is Cholot? Cholot is only knocked out because it's Matzah Shira. Other than that, it's not knocked out. I've been scalded in the water. The answer is, doesn't matter. I chala shabalabatim, our Gemara, that's not considered lecha. That's blila rako. It's mamash Rabbeinu Tam klon. Then he says umiyu, and this miyu was already foreshadowed in the opening line. Umiyu nira the isa gemura nami pturim and achala. He quotes kesef bevarachin lecha ma'asi lekutach potam and achala lamed zayin amid beis. What's the pshat? Afal gav the mishas gilgal kosi chiyuv chala kevan the gilgal adata lefos pechama. You plan to cook it in to bake it in the sun. Mifter the sofo li botel mitoras lechem. This is the breakthrough of Rabbeinu Shimshon. So Rabbi Osir, Rabbeinu Shimshon is a Rabbeinu Tamim, and he never backed out from that part. That blila raka followed by afia is chayin in chala. And it may come motzi. He never backed out from that. Only one prat that he adjusted. Namely, that although my Rebbe Rebbe Netanya, as the quote of my name, is of the view that you start off with Isa Kosha and you end up with Bishul, you would bet in fact be Chayav and Chala. I agree with my Rebbe halfway. Halfway. What's that? Nimlach. When you originally planned to bake it in the oven, you change your mind and you cooked it, then you in fact would be Chayav and Chala. That's it in the first word, the first line of the Rash. V'nimlach. But in a case in which he, from the very first moment when he needed the hard dough, intended to do what? To cook it? He's potter menachala. Why? Two assumptions, fundamental assumptions. One, that if you cook something, it's not bread. And two, if you need it, having in mind to make it less than bread, the full bread that you need for challah, you're potter despite the fact that it's hard dough. How do you prove it? Also the kuta, he's a saklovin, a whole bunch of proofs. Adkan, Rabbeinu Shimshon. It's a third view. It's a third view, Rabbi Osai. It's a third view. Not like the Ramban completely, not like Rabbeinu Tam completely. What's the lumness of this third view? Again, when we came to the Rabbeinu Tam, we had a pshat. Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion, at least initially for sure, and it's two halachas when it comes to challah. There's either Ariso Secher with a hard dough, or lechem, if it's baked. He certainly started off that way. Why? Because initially he said that if you have a hard dough and you cook it, it's chayiv and chal and potter from avotzi. So it's not called lechem, you chayiv and chal anyway. So you have two mechayivim. That's the Prima Gadim seems to put it in Kuf Samaches, Mishpitozov, Tezayin. At the end of the day, when Rabbi Natan says that when you cook it, it's still considered to be lechem, we have no proof. We can't tell. Maybe he holds that there's only one mechayev, and the mechayev is lechem. What's called lechem? Lechem is called either if it's baked at the end, it's always considered lechem, and if it's a hard dough, which is made with the intention if it's a hard dough, period, it's already called lechem automatically. It's irrelevant that you cook it, you plan to cook it, it's still called lechem. You make amotzi. That's what he says, make a motzi. So he may have let go of that initial assumption of Tzvei Mechayvim. We can't tell for sure. My Nafkamina, that's his footnote. Nafkamina, what's it in? If you plan to make it into Lokshin, Lokshin Poilin, Lokshin, everyone knows what Lokshin is? Noodles, right? What's the word for that thing? It's called spaghetti, but they're still thin things. What's the word for it in the store? Macaroni, it's not macaroni, spaghetti. They don't call it lokshin. These are the things you put into your chicken soup on Friday night. What do they call that? Noodles. Yeah, they call it?
Noodles.
Noodles, that's right. Noodles. I'll call it noodles. Noodles. Use your noodle. Okay. Noodles. So noodles. Lokshin, okay? So that is a question what Rabbeinu Tam's position is. Here in our Tosis, open up again to our Tosis. Tosis talks here enough Lama Zainam and Bays. In discussing various French words, the Tosafot says over here, the very last line, Rabbi Natami Omer Afal Grimzeli. I thought in some places it's called, it's with a vav, it means vermicelli, which is a kind of a noodle product. I don't know, the gimel is there. I don't know, is there a word Grimzeli that means, is Italian for noodles also? Pasta? I don't know. Ein mevarach hamotzi, less b'teresa denama, afal gav the mistoma chayav v'chal. He thinks you're chayav v'chal. The Mordechai also suggested that when I asked you to see that you're chayav v'chala, if you plan to make it into noodles, indicating that Rabbi Natan never let go of that original assumption that Rabbi Sosecha was an independent mechayav, it's never, ever, ever going to be what? Never going to be lechem. It doesn't matter. It's chayiv and chala. Anyway, that's the opinion of the Altosis, Mistoma. The Mordechai says to the Farish, I guess, to see here in Pesach Pesachim. Have a Rabbeinu Yonah is printed on the side of the Rif in Mesech the Brachas. That's what I hope everybody knows. When I say everybody knows, the Marit Al-Ghazi didn't know. As amazing as it sounds, the Marit Al-Ghazi, right here in our sugya, has a steer between, as he calls it, the Ran in Pesachim and the Ran in Brachas. From the bottom they say, excuse me, the Ran in Brachas is Rabbi Nayon, it's not the Ran, there's no steer. They didn't know, they had a riff, and there's one in the song, must be the Ran. We are big Kanakas, we have all the kids for Yah, we know everything. They didn't have it. So, excuse me, but on the footnotes of this beautiful, I just happened to catch it yesterday. That's Rabbi Nayon, it's not the Ran. Rabbi Nayon in the sixth parak of Brachas analyzes this machlokas between who and who. Rabbi, help me out. Between who and who? The Rabbi Natan and the Ramban. And here it is. I told you I knew it's Torah. Mizeh Hatam. Yesh tahat yichutei abotek shenikran b'loshen itria. What's itriot in modern Hebrew? Itriot noodles. Ubalaz vemzelish. Not with a gimel, with a vav. Vermicelli. Yeah, I once saw that in the store. I don't know what those. I can't pronounce all those Italian names. We have so many Baruch Hashem wonderful Italian names for the various noodle products. Yes, we have a. We sympathize with that culture, right? Yeah. Family oriented. Fine. Okay. So that's what we call noodles. Uva Arabi and Arabic itri, the modern itriot. Alpha pishav lilas and ava mitchila p'turim and achala. The aim of Baruch and Lema Motzi. What did Atos say? Alatosa says, no, I'm Otzi, but the Chayiv and Chala. He says, you're Potem and Chala. Why? Kevin Shlo Osu Osu Mitchila El Levashal Osam, will ask me him Derech Pas Klal. Chen Kol Kayote Vazet. Of course, the question has become, according to whom is this said? He had quoted before Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal. He's quoted by the Rabbeinu Tam. And if he's gone with the Rabbeinu Tam until this point, it means that he holds Rabbeinu Tam holds that what? That there's a Machayev of Lechem, and then we no longer have the Machayev of Ariso Sechem. And therefore, it has to be made Al Das to be Lechem. But guess what? Guess what? You cook it, it's called Lechem anyway! It's called Lechem anyway! But it has to have the shape of bread. It has to look like, I call the shape of bread, for lack of a better term, a loaf. A loaf. A loaf. You know, you put things on it, you know. Even wraps that they have today, in my opinion, they have the status of a loaf, because they put tuna fish in the middle. So that's called a loaf. That's my understanding of what's called Tzuras Lech. Not everyone agrees with me. If I'm right, or both sides, well, everyone agrees that noodles do not have Tzuras Lech, says the Mefarshim Tosfos. We have big arguments once you get past noodles. I'll give you one example. One and one only. Cheerios. What do you think about Churros, they both say? Has Churros Lechem? I mean, yes or no? Halacha Lamaisa, big enough Kamina. What's that? You're stranded in an airport somewhere. All you have is a box of Churros. That's your whole supper. A big box of honey nut, probably better. Ah, honey nut. So you sit down with a whole box, maybe get some kosher milk. You sit down with bowl after bowl after bowl after bowl. That's it. That's all you're eating. There's nothing else. You're stranded. That's it. You're going to board the plane soon. You gotta fill up with a whole box of Cheerios. What brother do you make?
Shahako.
Either Shahako, which some would make, but that's, I'll make Wheaties, okay? Better than Wheaties. Breakfast of Champions, right? Is that which one? That's it? Wheaties, Wheaties, are both sides. Breakfast of Champions. A whole box of Wheaties. Nope. What brother do you make? Although, I'm not sure the same post about Cheerios or about wheat. It's the same fire, in my opinion. What do you think? Cheerios, assuming that oats is really Chamesh Lamina. Okay, just make it better. What do you say? If, I'll give you the parameters. If it has Cheerios pass, you're having a whole box, the conveyor suit on, what bracha do you make? No? I'm oats. You have the bench. If you hold it's not Cheerios pass, then what? You eat till doomsday. And the bracha is still going to be a Mizonis and Alamechia. Take a vote in this room. Who, if presented with this doomsday scenario of having only a box of Cheerios, that's your whole meal, nothing else, and you're going to have the whole box, that's it. Who thinks the bracha should be Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz? Who thinks the bracha should be Borei Minei Mizonos? I spoiled you all. I tipped my hand already. Okay. Loyal Talmidim. You know what I'm up against? According to what these Svarim say, it represents, I don't know if it's true. According to that, both Rebbe Yashiv, Shalita, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, claim, according to these Svarim, I think it was also a bracha these Svarim, that Cheerios has a Surah Sapas. What do they call Cheerios in Eretz Yisrael? Is there a name for it?
Cheerios.
Cheerios. I each his own. The way I define it, they think that it's thick. Cheerios has some thickness to it. Yeah, but in my opinion, the Cheerios is so small, it can't, it's not all that. I'm just making it an aside. Look up the brothers from over the weekend and have fun. Okay? Yes.
The basic recipe for noodles is the same. The shape is what makes it
right, of course.
Different. And the reason for the shapes is in order to absorb the different sauces.
I have to have the proper.
So would that be then Surah Sapas?
Interesting. But obviously we read in our Tosis that their vermicelli, garamicelli, noodle, they want to call it, is no Surah Sapas. Even though they probably had some, maybe they didn't have any ketchup in northern France, they couldn't afford that. There were no tomatoes there. We're going to discuss later, there were no olives there. We're talking about the shirim. A lot of things didn't grow and there was no leafy vegetables there. All these have direct reference to the Pesach. Direct. We'll get to it. Don't slow. We'll get to it. It was tough up there in northern France. It was cold. They didn't have things imported from the Mediterranean like we have today. Or from Florida. It's a different world, you know? Rabosai, that's just an aside. Back over here, I'm getting too far afield. Rabosai. So here, I want to read you the beautiful footnote 28. In the Rabbeinu David. It's such a beautiful footnote. I love it. He spells it out so clearly and beautifully. I'm reading it to you. Pirush HaDvarim. Sova HaMordechai. And our Tosis. Okay? And our Tosis. She'af li'acha shokhicha benetam. She'yesh toras lechem gam besufkin et shenasa b'yisava. If you don't know it's cooked. Lo chazar bo. He didn't back out. Yilash she'asova kodem. Shechiyu v'chala toli b'shem iso v'machshavto kovas, and therefore even you want to make it into noodles, you chayv v'chala anyway. That's our tosis. You don't make a moti, it's mistam chayv v'chala. That's the Mordechai b'Feresh Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis on the Mekos. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says no. Achrei sheyistik Rabbeinu Tam sheyesh din lechem gam besufkinit. He originally thought it's not. You make up his own. Then he says a moti based on the Sur Menuchas. Shuv ein raya min ha-mishna shem chishe v'tchila shelo lasas lo teresa de nama nami chayemes. The raya is now bottle. So miskav lasos idrius she'en olechem gam b'machshava hu motziyem b'din isa l'inyan chal yapotav v'chal ken kotav chazanish. Look it up. It's royam likutim simen hei ozbeis. Mwah! He spells it all out for us. Rabbo said chaza briefly. Within Rabbi Natan, there were two stages in Rabbi Natan's intellectual development. Use the modern term. First, he thought, Yechayv v'chala, but it's not lechem. This forces the conclusion. Tzvei dinim, ariso seichem, or chala, or lechem, ariso seichem for hard dough, which is cooked, and lechem for a soft batter, which is baked. But then he changed his mind, based on this right from Menachos. So you make a motzi, and then it's considered to be lechem. What is considered to be lechem is only one chiyuv of challah, and that's called lechem. How do you achieve lechem? One of two ways. Either you need dough, that's already lechem, it's in the hard dough, it's also automatically called lechem, no matter, even if you cook it at the end. Or if you bake soft dough, or it's automatically called, that's called lechem. But what'll happen if instead of cooking at the end, which retains the shem lechem, I decide to make it into noodles, which loses the shem lechem, because it's no teresa in the nama? Then it's possible to assume, as Rabbeinu Yonah does, that you don't make a motzi, you're not chayv v'chala either. This is the two stages within the Rabbeinu Tam. The Mordechai says, no, he never backed out from that conclusion. Told his mistama, that's the mistama, he probably didn't back out from the conclusion. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, didn't back out from the conclusion. Atkan, beautiful, gorgeous. Ramban on the other side. You have to have a rishon seichem and lechem. What does that mean? You have to have what? Has to be hard though, soft, batter, nothing to talk about. But the first time you made a dove, forget about it. It's never considered to be lechem. You're never chayv v'chala. Careful what I say. You're never chayv v'chala. Okay? And on the other hand, if it's a hard dough, then it depends. Depends. If you did it with the intention of cooking it, you put. That's called tefilaso sufkinin. Isa, I repeat. Isa shet tefilaso sufkin means, as the Rashi said in one, I don't know what the Rashi said. As the Ramban would say, it means an isa which you made hard with the intention of, again, according to Ramban, isa, everything is isa. Tefilas sufkin means you had in mind at the beginning to make it sufkinin. And you made it isa, means you baked it, yechai, because you baked it. Pakem. Tefilas sufkin, you had in mind, you had in mind to bake it. At the end, you cooked it, nimlach, you're also chayav. You're also chayav. Why? Because since, you can phrase it one of two ways, since when you, at the time that you needed the dough, you intended to bake it in an oven, so therefore, it's chayav and challah has a status of what? Presumably lechem. Why? Because you had in mind from the beginning to bake it. That confers the status of lechem upon it, even at the end of the day, you cooked it. That seems to be the chiddush nifla of the Ramban. Yes.
So, if Rabbeinu Yonah seems to hold that
I want to retract my last statement. I was thinking too far ahead. That's the rush. I want to go back. The Ramban we wanted to suggest like the file. I want to rephrase it. We said before. I'm still sticking with my guns from yesterday. The Ramban says you need Arisos Sechem and Lechem. I don't know if I said it before properly. Arisos Sechem and Lechem. So if it's a soft dough, it's not Arisos Sechem, forget about it. Never going to be Chayiv. Rabbeinu David said, never Chayiv Mechala. As far as a hard dough, then it depends. It's Chazer again. If you had a mind to bake it, you're Chayiv. If you had a mind to cook it, and you cook it, you'd be Potter. Why? If you cook it at the end of the day, you had in mind to cook it from the very beginning, then that's called tefilas sufkin of a sofa sufkin. It's not considered to be an arisa arisa sechem at all, and therefore you're potter. Sure. If, however, you had in mind from the beginning to bake it, and you subsequently cook it, comes Ramban and says, you're chayav and chal. Why are you chayav and chal? Again, why are you chayav and chal? That's a $64,000 question. Why are you chayav and chal in this case, this unique case? But the Ramban has a case, what does he say? You originally planned to bake it, and you decided you had to cook it, you're chayav and chal. Why? Let's talk it amongst ourselves. Why? Why are you chayav in chala according to this opinion? There can be two possibilities, right? Number one, you chayav because of a riso sefer. If you plan to cook it and you cooked it, you're potter. No, that's a chasar in a riso sefer itself. Not a riso sefer if you plan to cook it and you cook it. But fundamentally, it's a mechayav of a riso sefer. Or no, you can say it's a mechayav of Ariso Sechem plus Lechem. That's what we said originally. It's called Lechem. Why is it called Lechem? Because the same Lechem was conferred in the incubator. When you needed it and planned to bake it, it already has the status of Lechem. Minach came in between these two definitions, or both sides we mentioned already yesterday. One word answer. Six letters. Hamotzi. Correct. The Korban Esanel said Hamotzi. You read that yesterday. Right? Then I showed it to you. Os Shin Hamotzi. So clearly he learns what way? That the shame lechem was conferred upon it. Even though ultimately it's cooked. That's what the Korban Esanel says. And the Shulchan Aruch says no. Shulchan Aruch and Ilchus Brachos is absolutely not. Shulchan Aruch says, Rabbi Osai, I'm going to read it to you. You don't have it yet. I hope my son, you'll all have your Mishnebura, Kelly Bays, and or a big Shulchan Aruch with Magen Avraham. You can find these things. No one's learning these in Yonah. They're all over the place. Okay? Kuf Samaches Sif Yud Gimel. Is this false? Shulchan Aruch. Dabar shablila so ava. In bishla, eino mevarach hamotzi. Vafilu nischayva b'chala. What do you mean? Afilu nischayva b'chala. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Aleph, means he planned to bake it. And you change your mind. So we pass in Yechayim and Chala. Remember, the Mechayim passes in your day ready yesterday against your Menatam in this matter. So obviously, it was a case of Nimla. Even though you had in mind to bake it when you needed it, you still don't make Hamotzi. Why? The Birkas Hamotzi Eino Holech Ela Achar Shasa Fiyo. There you go. Against the Korban Asano. Yes, sir.
If the Ramban, like we said, requires both Lechem and Aris of Sechem, how could this be Chayav and Chala because of Aris of Sechem alone?
So I'm answering you. It's a difficult definition. But since he did it, he made the Aris of Sechem with the intention of it becoming Lechem, so it's considered Lechem for the purposes of Chala.
But not for Hilchos Brachos.
Right. De facto, at the end, he cooked it. It's not lechem. That's a hard definition, but the other one is equally hard. Either way, it's a tough definition. The lumbus of the Ramban is not easy to fathom completely. The lumbus. So the various sechem and lechem, the two parameters that the Prima Godim suggested we read yesterday in Shir. Yes?
Also, if Rabbeinu Tam originally held that it's not... that there's
you don't make
Hamotzi. Chala and Hilchos Hamotzi are separate,
right.
And as Maskan and Brachos is clear that you do, so why is Tosfos in Psachim like ambiguous? Why does he say Mistam?
No, on the contrary, precisely because his conclusion, which he says here as well, so you make Hamotzi, this leaves open the question, did he retract his original position? His original position was the two halachas, right? Ariso Sechem and Lechem. Each one's enough to be Mechayim. In his conclusion, he may no longer accept that. And if he no longer accepts it, then if you make the dough, you plan to make noodles, you'd be part of the Mechayim. That's why he says Mistam Mechayim Chal. He probably didn't retract that part. But maybe he did, as Rabbeinu Yonah suggests. Look in footnote 28, it's so clear in the Rabbeinu Dovah. Very nice. Yes.
Didn't we say that the Rabban would hold that if you had first intention to make it into Sufkinim and then you baked it, that you would be chayav? Because we say that, as you quote, Hilkach Maaseh Besof Motzi Midet Machshava.
Very good question.
So why don't we apply this over here?
He only said Maaseh Motzi Midet Machshava by a hard dough, which you planned originally to cook.
Yeah.
You changed your mind and you baked it.
Right.
Then you would be chayav.
So why don't we just say that over here?
Which case?
The case where it's a hard dough and you had intentions to bake it and then you cook it.
That's the opposite. You can't say but masa machshava is faker. It's the opposite. The masa is no good. You cooked it at the end.
So it should retroactively go back and take away its status, like we do.
What a great question! Oh, I love your question. Moshe with Dash. Everyone open to the Ran of Psachim, you'll see what his question is. His question is excellent. Mose, look inside. Everyone open up. This is a good question. This is an excellent question. Everyone look inside, and we'll try to figure this out ourselves. Open up to the Ran. We said we weren't going to repeat it for the third time, but I guess we're back to the third time in the Ran. Okay? Third time in the Ran. They're both saying, I'll print this page, Lamed Al. Okay, he gives it a Ramban. The whole thing is here. Let's read a little bit. Avel Ramban, talks Avel. Cholik alav milchus bekurit. Omar the kit, not hosn, but the tchila, so isa vasova, usufkin, chayev, es vachala. Hanashah, so mitchila al das lechem. And now he holds up the rash. We'll get to it. The Bechi Haigavna, he mechayra begilgul. Afa pishin nimlach, las also sukkinin. Lo poka kiyuva mine. The original chiyuv is not poka. Afa kol shasa mitchila al das sukkinin. And he made sukkinin? Yeah? Lo mechayra. That's the ratio. Chilasa sukkinin, sofa sukkinin. It's called Esau. The rach lo mikri yisalon. Rabbi Nadav is you're never going to be chayav at all. Adka. Now he skips to the very end. His parak is column two, the last, the fourth narrow line. V'chiteimo maishna tchilasa sufkin v'sofa isa. He planned originally to cook it and then he baked it. V'hod etnan chalav peragimu mishna gimu. Ikdishos achlo gilgalav v'gilgalav v'hagizbar v'chakach p'da'asa p'tura. Shebashas chalvasa ha'isa p'tura. Great question. Yeshloma lo dami. V'hosa mechusar maisa. There you had to be pulled in. So therefore at the time of the gilgal was missing an action. V'hocha la mechusar midi. It's missing nothing. Ela sheyimolech oleho. All you have to do, Rabosai, is to change your mind, Rabosai. To change your mind to decide to bake it. Hilkach, Maisa shebesof, Motzi b'dei machshava shebetchila. And therefore, what? And therefore, you create a brand new chiyuv when you actually bake it. Fine. Question. If this svara of Maisa, Motzi b'dei machshava, is so powerful, what about the other way around? Originally, you planned to do what? You planned to... No, help me. You planned to... bake it. Now you change your mind and you cook it. Let's say the same thing. Here's the answer. The answer is, this svara of Maisa, Motzi, and Machshava enables stage two of baking to confer the Shem Lechem upon this. Even though it was not conferred in stage one, it's conferred in stage two. However, once the Shem Lechem is already conferred in stage one, it's finalized. Cannot be undone. Even though, at the end of the day, you change your mind, and instead of baking, you start to cook it. That's the best I can do.
So you don't need Lechem according to Ramban?
Slow. Does that mean that the status of Lechem has already been conferred, and therefore it's Lechem until Mashiach comes? Even though you cooked it? Or no, a different nuance. No. What you're saying is as follows. You need an arisosechem shel lechem. Right? We said before, you need arisosechem and lechem. And they can say, no, arisosechem shel lechem. Different definition. It's never going to be lechem if the end he changes his mind. Nafgamina, what's a nafgamina? Six-letter word? Hamotzi. So the korban is sanal. Let's sheet it again inside. Look inside, please. Look inside one more time. The korban is sanal. Os shin chayeves shebetchila osa isa al das lefos nachakach nimlach laso sukkinim lo yotzeba mitoras lechem kitapirishis vafilu hamotzi mevarech oleho. That's what the korban is sanal says. Shulchan Aruch writes it the other way around. They're fighting. Is that risosechem what? Arisosechem. Vilechem, is that the pshat in this case? Or is arisosechem shellechem? Big difference. Hamot, I hope you find my nuance over here. Yes?
I was just going to have to explain that
again. One more time, okay, we'll do it. The Rabbi Natan said either or. Either arisosechem or lechem. Ramban, we said yesterday, says you need both. Arisosechem and lechem. Nu, arisosechem and lechem. He cooked it at the end. The answer is, Once he kneaded it with the intention of baking it, the Shem Lechem is conferred. Once it's conferred, it can never be undone. If that's the case, it can never be undone. What's happening is, it's called Lechem forever. Therefore, you make a motzi, korban asana. So then we're suggesting that according to Ramban, you need a risosechem, rabosai, and lechem, as we said, not all lechem, and lechem, but it's a wrinkle, a chiddush. Once you knead a dough with the intention of baking it, it's called lechem forever. That's possibly number one. Yes?
Wouldn't the fact that the Ramban said that the reason why it doesn't go away is bo paka chiyuv amine, implies that it's about the challah, not about the lechem?
The chiyuv challah. But my question is, what is the nature of the chiyuv challah? Is the nature of the chiyuv challah arisosechem vilechem? You need both, and somehow the shem lechem is already takes effect. You didn't bake it yet. Once you have the hard dough with the intention to bake, the halacha confers the shem lechem right then and there, and can never be undone.
then you make a moti tuk. With another definition, arisosechem shel lechem. You need at the moment of the kneading of the dough, it should be a kneading of bread. And therefore, it confers a chiyuv challah forever and ever. But if you cook it at the end, it's not bread. And you wouldn't make a moti. That's a shulchan aruch. Yes?
I understand the difference between the two.
One more time. Is there risosechem vilechem or risosechem shellechem? Everyone know Hebrew? I'll say it in English. Is it dough and bread or dough of bread? Is it and or of? Different conjunctions and or prepositions. All right. Back to my high school English. All right? According to the Korban Asano, you require kneading and bread. At the end of the day, you put it in water, doesn't matter. Once you baked it with the intention to, once you kneaded the dough with the intention to bake it, the status of bread is conferred upon it until the end of time. And therefore, you make a motzi lechem in aretz, even at the end of the day, you prepared it by throwing it to a pot of water. That's Korban Asano. However, Shulchan Aruch says no. Ramban requires kneading of bread. Of bread. So you're kneading of bread. So what does that mean? That means you have to knead it. Yes. Forget if you didn't knead it. If it's soft batter, forget about it. Has to be a kneading of bread. What does of bread mean? With the intention to make it into bread. If you lack that intention to make it into bread, then you're not chayav. But if you have the intention to make it into bread, that intention alone creates what? Arisosechem shel lechem, and arisosechem shel lechem is mechayev. Now, your last point of ma'as emotzi b'dei machshava, has that helped in the case in which you had in mind to cook it and then you baked it, right? So we say one of two things. We have to say either it's arisosechem v'lechem, because after all it was baked and originally was made into a hard dough, or we can say a little fancier, arisosechem shel lechem, that although at the time that you actually made it, you intended to cook it, your final result of baking undoes that original machshava to cook it, so it's treated as if you had in mind from the beginning to bake it. That's the question: how we parse these phrases. Depending on the part of the Machlokas, the Korban Asano, the Shulchan Aruch. I also hope you're following me. I hope so. We'll do it again. Then the Rash. The Rash is the cost of Ashlisha Sheachriya Benen. In my opinion, that's the Mechaber. Solves the so-called stira. Right? The Mechaber is like the Rash. The Rash says that as far as a soft batter, which is baked, Yechayiv and Challah. It's considered a blechem. We'll read the lines of the. I read it from the Rash himself. V'chein b'tchilas b'lasa raka v'sofar dey ha'ur b'lo mashkin. Also chayim v'chala. It's also presumably has the status of lechem. Because he said before in the previous paragraph, u'mavarach al v'amotzi v'tonu he'll stand v'yachas ha'mozim. It says v'chein about this. Lechem, full lechem, like I've been a tam. But in the first case, of you what? You kneaded hard dough with the intention to cook it. Here the Rash parts company with Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rash says, Your potter. Rabbeinu Tam's Mechayev. For one of two reasons, Mechayev. Either an independent Mechayev or Risosechem. Or no, even after you cook it, it's still called Lechem. The Rash rejects both. There's no independent Mechayev or Risosechem. And when you cook it, it's not Lechem. So Mimela, you are potter. So what's the Mechayev of Chala presumably? Lechem. 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 You have a hard dough, Rabosai, which you intend to bake, and then subsequently you cook it. Why you chayv and challah? Well, if the Rash holds that this is one and only mechayev, and that mechayev is lechem, we're going to be forced to say that the korban asadol is right. Follow me? The korban asadol is right. It's called lechem. You have to make a mos. These are all hard concepts of rosa. It's a, we'll give the expression, it's a belila kosher, a difficult mix of, it's a hard mix to figure out all these parameters, but we got to work on it. It's the yisodi yisodas here, rosa. We got to work hard. And I'm sure I'm something to come back to this as well. I'm not done with this. But you're going to need your mishnah berurah. You have to come with mishnah berurah chelik beis. We'll try to provide the rest. But you have to, otherwise you won't follow inside. We'll just back and forth. And what did the rabbi say so far? So far, so good? Yes? This, therefore, Rabbi Osai, is our presentation of the three shittas. The Rabbi Natan, Arisov Sechem, or Lechem. The Ramban, we suggested, Arisov Sechem and Lechem, or at least Arisov Sechem, as he put it, Arisov Sechem of Lechem. But you certainly have to have Arisov Sechem. It's soft batter, forget about it, the Rabbi Natan said. Either Arisov Sechem, it said, and Lechem, or of Lechem. My nafkamina between and Lechem, or of Lechem. The question would be, how do you define, Rav Osai, the case in which again, quote the Ramban, define the case in which you had in mind to bake and you ultimately cook it to your chayev. Why? Why are you chayev? Is it Arisov Sechem and Lechem, that's called Lechem? You make a motzi. By sechem of lechem, in which case you would not make a motzi the other day. Machlok was a korban asan on the Shulchan Aruch. Good. Now the Rash. What does the Rash hold? The Rash holds that if you have soft batter and dough, you are chayev. So obviously the dogish chazak for him is not Arisov Sechem. The dogish chazak is on lechem. And if the dogish chazak is on lechem, so then you'll be left with an interesting conclusion. In the case in which you have a hard dough which you plan to bake, you subsequently cook, why you chayav and challah presumably? Because it is what? Because it is what? Lechem. No, if it's lechem, you make a motzi. So that's going to be a problem for me. I said before the mechaber holds like the Rash, I have a problem. If the mechaber holds like the Rash, why does the mechaber say, or seems to say, well, it's not clear what he says, it seems to say that if you have in mind to bake it, and you ultimately cook it, even though you're chayav and challah, you still make, you make a bracha of borei mine mizonos. But I thought, didn't the Rash supposedly say it's considered to be lechem? So if it's lechem, why say most of lechem and ours? Huh? So that's the question. Is tsuras hapas a definition over and above lechem? I would like to say differently from you, it's hainuach. In other words, if it has tzuras hapas, it can be called lechem. If it has no tzuras hapas, it cannot be called lechem. So here we're suggesting over here, on both sides, the case of the Shulchan Aruch. Can we do one more time? Shulchan Aruch writes, in Sif Yud Gimel, the words are important. He says, afilu ein mevarech aleha motzi, afilu sheyesh aleha turisa denama. It has two respas, but you don't make a motzi anyway. Why not? Presumably because it's not lechem. Why is that lechem? Because it's cooked. So if it's not lechem because it's cooked, so why you chayiv in challah? So why? So logic would be Arisov Sechem. Right? Arisov Sechem. That's why. Do you require Arisov Sechem? We have to go back to this original definition. The Rash is like the Rabbeinu Tam. Arisov Sechem or challah or lechem. So if you have soft batter, yichayev challah b'shem lechem. If you have hard batter, yichayev challah because of Arisov Sechem. Question: why is it that Arisov Sechem, that you have hard dough which you plan to cook and you cook your potter? Here's the answer: the Rash gonna hold you two mechayvim, either lechem or Arisov Sechem shelechem. You have to play with these definitions. They're not just arbitrary. You have to think very carefully about them. Either lechem or Arisov Sechem shelechem. The Ramban holds it's only Ariso Sechem, Shel Lechem, according to this understanding, according to the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, right? And if the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rash, he's saying no, either Ariso Sechem, Shel Lechem, or Lechem proper. But the independent Ariso Sechem, the Rabbi Natan seems to have held, even though you plan to do what? You plan to what? You plan to cook it and you cook it, right? Assuming that's the original Benatam. That's not considered to be Lechem Mechayev anyway. And perhaps he didn't back out from that. We saw in Tosis with Stoma that Yechayev and Chalav and Yechot of Mamotzi. That's a different sheet. For both sides, we have, wow, you have a Benatam in its original form, which is Klar, Ariso Sechem and Lechem. Rabbi Natan's modified form, we're not sure. Is that Ariso Sechem, Shel Lechem, or Ariso Sechem, all Lechem? We still don't know about that. That's the Mestama. Right? And you have the Ramban, which we're again also not sure. Is that Ariso Sechem, Shel Lechem, or Vil Lechem? Depending on. And the Rash, what we're saying now, is two Mechayvim. Lechem, or Ariso Sechem, Shel Lechem. Now this is a whole, we're going to have a chart on Sunday. Let's pick up a chart. Just for these definitional things. Very important, but I think this is a critical definition to both sides, which we have to safeguard. And I'm going to tell you now in advance, coming attractions, there's going to be somebody out there, and I'll tell you right now who he is, who's going to say something which is mind-boggling. I mean, I already gave you a hint by telling you looking at Rabbeinu Peretz, which is my this day's Rabbeinu Peretz. There could be a situation where both sides, we have potter from challah, and still make hamotzi. Everything's going to tell that I said that's impossible. How can you be potter from challah and still make hamotzi? It's totally impossible. It's potter from challah, so then how's it possible? Just to go through the definition in our heads, that fourth is going to hold. Challah depends what? Only on Ariso Sechem. Whatever kind of additions and conditions. Only on Ariso Sechem. Right? If you have a case, you have potter from challah, but not a riso secha, but you make hamotzi anyway, because it's called lecha. I haven't given you the full ma'amar karmas. Look at Rabbeinu Peretz, and I'll give you already a hint. Look at Mogan Avraham. You can actually see a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah of Be'alach as well. We're going to get to that Mishnah on Sunday. Rabbeinu said we have a lot of things to worry about still. A lot of things to worry about. So much to worry about. I want to talk about the parsha, Rabbeinu said, in 2 minutes. A 2 minute bar of the parsha. 2 minutes, perhaps 2 minutes. There are three parshas in a row. Yisro, Mishpatim, and Truma. Yisro is Aseres Adibris, and concludes with the mitzvah, the beginning of the mitzvah of creating the Mishkan, but the Mizbeach, Mizbach Avonim Tasali. Mishpatim is all about money. Truma is all about the donations for the Mishnah, for the Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps the intervention of Mishpatim between Yisro and Truma is teaching us a lesson for all time. Namely, that before you go about the Yikul Truma, which is the opening Pesukim of this week's Parsha, you have to first learn Ve'elah Mishpatim. You have to first make sure that the money belongs to you. If the money belongs to you, then the Yikul Truma, you can decide to give a part of it to Mikdash, the Beis Mikdash, the Shul, the Tzedakah, the Yeshiva, the Kirl, anything you want. But if the money is not yours, it's ill-gotten gains, then this money, not only is it ill-gotten, the Nisr Gzela, etc., but it has no business and no place in the Mikdash. It's a mitzvah above Aveira, or the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, we read it in the Navi, Ani Hashem, Sone Gezel Ba'ola. This is the juxtaposition of these three parshas, should all be zocher to fulfill the Eilam Mishpatim in our time, and to make sure that the money we have is clean and kosher, and that whatever we give to our tzedakas is coming from clean money. And if Yitzhak Shem through this, as the Smag says, as it says in the Smag, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is delaying the Geula right to Smag, because how can he deliver the Geula, bring the Mashiach, and the Goyim are going to say, this people you saved, They're cheaters. They cheated us. They went over in Gezel Akum. The Smag says Beferish. If, however, we will correct this and not cheat from Jews and not cheat from Goyim, then the Kodesh Baruch will be able to say, ah, these are a people who are so honest, they deserve the Mashiach, the Mayor of Yemen Amen.